Here is the Feast of Weeks. Now here is Stefan Yah bringing you a short recording on YahvaNotYahweh.com or YahvaYahweh.name. Here he is now.
Trees are really tall here, aren't they? About 200 feet or so, and they're all as old as the oldest one of us here. Although we do have some that are 200 years old. Shavuot, or Pentecost, the Feast of Weeks. Find this in the scriptures. Hi, I'm Stefan Yah. Stefan Yah. And pronounced Zephaniah by Christians. And in Deuteronomy chapter 16, now in Devarim 16, verse 16. Three times in a year shall all the males, and then later on we read that the whole family is to it, attend. But here, that first and foremost, all the men appear before Yahweh by Elohim of the place which he shall choose in the Feast of Unleavened Bread called Pesach, in the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, or Shavuot, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot, or Feast of Booths, or Sukkot, at the end of the season, and they shall not appear empty before Yahweh. So we bring an offering today. Out here in the mountains, as Yahweh has told us to go up, to travel, and to carry as much as we can. If the way be too long, to turn that into money, so that we'll be able to afford to stay somewhere nice during the one day, which turns out to be a day and a half or so for us to stay here at Shavuot, in a beautiful camping atmosphere. It's quiet. And the scenery is beautiful. Right now the sun is shining. And so we read from Deuteronomy, the main place to find about this feast day is Exodus 19. Exodus 19, where they were getting ready. I believe that it is by tradition, by Christians and Jews, they believe that the Torah was given on the Feast of Shavuot. And Exodus 19, also Leviticus chapter 19. That's a Greek name, Leviticus, but should be Vayikra chapter 23. Excuse me if I said some other word. And then in the book of Acts, you can have quite a journey through the book of Acts. You can find 28 now feast days, keeping the Sabbath day and the feast days. And I'm reading Acts 20 now. So, here we are. And the Feast of Unleavened Bread mentioned then in verse 6, as we sailed away from Philippi after the days of Unleavened Bread. So they're still keeping Unleavened Bread. Paul told us in 1 Corinthians 5 to keep that feast of Unleavened Bread. Let us therefore now keep the feast, not with the old leaven of malice and wickedness, but the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Then First Fruits, or Feast of Weeks, or Shavuot, excuse me. In verse 16 of chapter 20, Paul had determined, or Shaul had determined, to sail by Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia. For he hastened, if it were possible for him to celebrate, it should be translated, at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. And incidentally, in this same chapter, a lot of other little nuggets of truth, verse 20, and how Paul, he didn't preach that you should be keeping the Sabbath on Sunday any longer. Verse 20, how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house. And in verse 27, later on in Acts 20:27, I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of Yahweh. That would be any changes included? No, or other than sacrifices? No, replaced by Messiah, the sacrifices, that schoolmaster that was to bring us to Messiah, that added law was the law of sacrifices, not ceremonial law. There is no such thing as ceremonial law, only a category which we have created in our universities and seminaries. and is taught quite religiously. That's a good word. Actually, it means worship. Religion means worship, but anyway, taught quite well in our Sunday churches, as they sometimes try to do away with the law, and especially that Jewish Sabbath, terrible Sabbath. We're having a great time here, as you can tell. Acts 27 then, and the Feast of Atonement is mentioned in verse 9, because the fast was now already passed. That's Greek word 35:21. The fast was already passed. Paul admonished them. And that would have been on the 10th day of the 7th month.
So, when Acts sailing chapter 2 was then.
Maasa chapter 2. And when the day of first fruits, or Pentecost, was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. So they're counting 50 days and then keeping the feast. Counting from the wave sheaf day. And then I'd carry that in another broadcast. And there all appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire that sat upon them. And they were all filled with a Ruach HaKadosh, the Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And we can follow along in that theme in some of the other chapters of Maasa. Maybe chapter 10 of Maasa, or Acts. Praise Yah that he did send the Spirit to give us the power to overcome sin, overcome our transgressing his law. Chapter 10, and it's verse 43 now. To give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believes in him, in the Messiah, shall receive remission of sin. When Kepha yet spoke these words, the Ruach HaKadosh fell on all of them which heard the word. They of the circumcision, or the Hebrew, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter or Kepha, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Ruach HaKadosh. Wait a minute. Because they heard them speak with tongues and magnify Yahweh. Not glossalia, but the gift of tongues, truly from Yahuwah, from his son. Then, next chapter, chapter 11, verse 16. Chapter 11. As I began to speak, the Ruach HaKadosh fell on them as on us at the beginning, and then I remembered the word of Yahweh, how that he said, Yochanan indeed baptized or immersed with water, but you shall be immersed with a Ruach HaKadosh. For as much then as Yahweh gave them the like gift, as he did unto us who believed on the Master Yehoshua, what was I that I could withstand Yahweh? When they heard these things, they held their peace and magnified Yahweh, saying, Then has Yahweh also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Yes, here in Phoenicia, Yahweh has granted repentance to these poor souls like us, who also need to be saved from our transgressions of his law. And there were many transgressions, many things that we didn't understand when we first received Messiah. But now we grow in Messiah. We become mature as we keep growing, reading his word, hearing the word. Okay, we already did, or did we not, chapter 18, I don't recall that Paul came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, of course, into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they desired him to tarry longer time with them, he consented not, but bade them farewell, saying that I must by all means celebrate this feast that cometh in Jerusalem. But I will return again unto you, if Yahweh will. And he sailed from Ephesus. Pentecost is also found in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 8, which I did not and probably won't get to today. Chapter 19, and go with verse 2. He said unto them, Have you received the Ruach HaKadosh since you believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Ruach HaKadosh. And he said unto them, Then how were you immersed or baptized? They said, Unto Yochanan's baptism. And said Paul, Yochanan verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is, on the Ruach, that is, on Yehoshua, HaMashiach, believing on the Messiah. But when they heard this, they were immersed in the name of Yehoshua. And there never was a J 500 years prior to this particular time now of where we are living in. The J was introduced by the Romans, I believe, in approximately 500 years ago, even though it was used by some 1,000 years ago. So there was no Iesus or Jesus, even in Iesus being Greek, and also the Latin Jesu. But these were not in use there. When Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Ruach HaKadosh came on them. What else? And they spoke with tongues and prophesied. So praise God. Oh, let's go to that 1 Corinthians 16. That sounds interesting. In verse 2 of 16, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as Yahweh has prospered. There'll be no gatherings when I come. So that's the only mention there of the first day of the week, other than Shavuot, other than Wave Sheaf Day, which we have covered at another time in another podcast. And then, okay, verse 8, here's the one I wanted to root out for you, present to you rather. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. So once again, here Paul is across the Mediterranean from Jerusalem, and he didn't have a speedboat, so he couldn't make it back to Jerusalem anyway without a speedboat. Maybe he didn't have gas pumps in those days. Right. So that's interesting there. You can find all kinds of nougats and jewels in the scripture and also in that book of Acts there. So don't forget that the Pentecost Shavuot is a traveling feast day, a pilgrimage feast where we go up. No, we don't have to go up to Jerusalem and get bombed out of our minds necessarily. We want protection for our brothers and sisters who are there, but we don't want to be presumptuous and go over to Jerusalem at this particular time until Yahweh has commanded us. If he commanded you to go, then go ahead, of course. And we'll pray for you. However, the new Jerusalem is coming, and that's in another book, in another chapter in the book of the Revelation. And I encourage you to read the first part if you never read the Revelation. First part and the last part. So the first three chapters, or at least chapters 2 and 3, and notice every word carefully there. And then the last chapters, the last two chapters, let me say. So I bid you farewell and shalom. I bid you peace. And Maranatha, may Yahweh come quickly. I am Stefan Yah, and join me on the website yahwehnotyahweh.name, N-A-M-E. Or you can email us at terrible old computers, always giving us problems. Email, though, is Stefan Yah, that's Stefan Yah, T-S-E-P-H-A-N-Y-A-H, Stefan Yah at yahweh.name, N-A-M-E, that's the email. Anyway, there's email buttons on the website. And so once again, shalom, and see you on the Sabbath days or on the next feast day to come.